CBS News. Price controls are due to be removed from petroleum products. Good morning. This is Reed Collins reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Keeping a campaign pledge, President Reagan today is expected to remove controls on prices and allocations on crude oil, gasoline, and propane. Those are the only petroleum products still under some control. These restraints were due to be dropped in the fall anyway, but consumers complain that doing it now may put another dime a gallon or more almost immediately on home heating oil and gasoline. Administration spokesmen say it won't be that drastic and will spur domestic production. A longtime foe of decontrol, the Democratic Senator Howard Metzenbaum of Ohio, contends decontrol will just add to inflation.
I think that it's just counterproductive to the results that the Reagan administration talked about achieving, and that was bringing down the spiral of inflation.
That executive order expected out sometime today. Now, this.
When that sun breaks out, lift up your head and shout, it's gonna be a great day.
Kellogg's waits for you, that spirit comes shining through, promising you a great day. How could you think of starting this bright new morning without your K-E-L-L? Oh, it's double good with Kellogg's, you'll have a great day.
Kellogg's has been making great days for more people for more years with more cereals than anyone. Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Frosted Flakes, Product 19. Trust your morning to Kellogg's.
The very best part of starting your bright new morning is Kellogg's way.
President Reagan is hosting his first foreign chief of state this morning, Jamaica's recently elected Prime Minister Edward Seaga. He has 2.5 hours of discussions planned with Mr. Reagan. Seaga was elected over the left-leaning Manley government, and already he's expelled the ambassador from Cuba and started dismantling the Cuban-Jamaican network established during the Manley era. The secretary of the Islamic Conference in Taif, Saudi Arabia, says there are plans for another big boycott of firms that do business with Israel. For 3 decades, the Arab League's 20 members did the same thing, but the Islamic Conference has 42 member nations and that much more influence. In the last mile of the Carter administration, safety official Joan Claybrook posted a lot of safety signs, and today the auto executives are out trying to take them down. A Senate subcommittee this morning is hearing from the big manufacturers and their claim that the various regulations cost them millions of dollars. Among Ms. Claybrook's last-minute proposals is one requiring better front bumpers for cars in case they hit people, and a requirement that cars have devices that warn the motorists when the tires are low. The British government's proposing a coin now to represent and present the pound, which now is paper money or in the form of a note. Dan Revive reports from London.
The government says the coin, to be worth £1, will be out in 1983 and gradually will replace the £1 bill. An informal survey showed that, unlike in the United States, consumers here will accept the change away from the paper money that's referred to here as the pound note.
The pound note today is not much good, is it? We'd get used to a coin just the same, wouldn't we? I think it'll be better because they'll last longer, they don't tear.
I would like a note if it was substantial in texture.
Those three women echoed the government's reasons for introducing the new coin. The typical £1 bill gets worn out after just 9 months, and £1, worth about $2.40, just doesn't buy much anymore in the view of one man on the street.
So whether printed on paper or coin is getting worthless or worthless.
The £1 coin will be bright yellow. Although not made of gold, it'll be about the size of an American dime. Dan Revive, CBS News, London.
Now this.
Avis has the car for you, and we can save you money too with our low rates.
Announcing Avis's Super Saver Rates. Rent a Chevy Chevette during the week, on weekends, or all week long, and save worry and money. Avis has great rates for every day of the week. Check for details. Avis's Super Savers. Another reason we say,
Avis, you're leaving your worries behind.
Avis features GM cars and trucks.
Wednesday, 12:15, and Walter Holden returns home from dinner with the client. He heads straight for the medicine cabinet in search of relief.
Oh, no. Oh,
tucked away behind the cotton balls, he finds the Alka-Seltzer.
Oh.
Alka-Seltzer. For acid indigestion and headache, nothing works better, nothing's more soothing. Alka-Seltzer, America's home remedy. Read and follow label directions.
Robert Ode, the oldest of the freed hostages, remains in National Hospital in Arlington, Virginia this morning. He was taken there last night suffering fatigue and fever. Ode is 65, and the hospital says some more tests will be made today. On Wall Street, after 1 hour of trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is off a fraction. The index down 0.60 at 948.89. First hour volume, nearly 11 million shares. Reed Collins, CBS News.
CBS News. The new Pentagon chief launches an attack on the Carter defense budget. I'm Stephanie Shelton reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger has told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the 1981 and 1982 defense budgets inherited from the Carter administration are seriously underfunded.
The inflation rates upon which they have been based seem to me to be underestimated. They reflect, I think, desired rather than realistic rates of inflation. And I think that the operating levels that are assumed in those budgets reflect a much more tranquil view of the international political scene than actually exists. And I don't believe they will support the desired, indeed the needed, military capability.
Weinberger says the current state of the U.S. military is far less than satisfactory and says he will propose military spending increases next month, details to be announced. While Weinberger was testifying on Capitol Hill, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General David Jones, was issuing his own report, warning of a dangerous and unstable decade caused by an increased gap between U.S. and Soviet military spending. More in a minute.
Rodney Dangerfield for Mailgram.
I tell you, I don't get no respect. I wrote a cookbook. Oh, I had to learn to cook, because my wife's cooking's the worst. You heard her come and get it? My house is try and eat it. Now, after dinner, I don't brush my teeth, I count them. But nobody wanted my book. Then I figured a way to get attention. I called Western Union and sent Mailgram messages to all the big publishers. Hey, a little respect. Try my recipes. I tell you, the old impact of a telegram. At a fraction of the cost, finally got a publisher interested. Now my book is selling into the dozens.
If you want to reach a lot of important people, call Western Union and send Mailgram messages. It's as easy to send thousands as it is to send one. Just call Western Union. The number is in your telephone directory. Operators are on duty 24 hours a day to take your message and send it on its way for delivery with the next business day's mail.
Try a Mailgram message. You'll get respect.
President Reagan is due to fulfill one of his major campaign promises later today when he announces the immediate lifting of oil price and allocation controls. The administration says decontrol will spur the oil companies to increase production, a hope reflected by Alan Wilbur of the American Automobile Association.
The fact of the situation, and hopefully that through conservation efforts and increased production, which we hope is another side of this question of domestic production, if those are increased, that perhaps in the long run we can at least reach a stabilized situation with respect to cost of oil.
But Ellen Berman of the Consumer Energy Council of America dismisses the prospect of any immediate big oil production jump.
There's no good purpose that can be served by immediate decontrol. It was scheduled to happen in October. There's nothing that the oil producers can do between now and October to find more oil. So it's simply a windfall out of people's pockets into the oil companies, and we oppose it, and we're very distressed by it.
The consumer groups are disputing administration claims that decontrol will boost gasoline and heating oil prices by just 3 to 5 cents per gallon. They're saying the real increase will be more like 8 to 12 cents. President Reagan has had his first visit with a fellow head of government, hosting Jamaican Prime Minister Edward Siega at the White House. Tomorrow, Mr. Reagan holds his first presidential news conference. It's scheduled for 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Leaders of Poland's independent trade union Solidarity are calling for an hour-long nationwide general strike next Tuesday unless the government agrees to negotiation of a number of disputes. At the same time, Solidarity is calling on local unionists to drop, for now, an ongoing series of local strikes. The government shows no signs of yielding soon to union demands. Iraqi President Saddam Hussein has told the Islamic Summit in Saudi Arabia that his country's war with Iran is all Iran's fault. Hussein says he is willing to withdraw his forces from Iranian territory, but only if Iran withdraws from territory he says it has usurped by force. Now this.
The brightest ideas in the world are here today. Save on
Magnavox. Save money on bright ideas from Magnavox. Participating dealers are giving instant rebates during the Magnavox annual sale. Save on selected color TVs, console, and component stereo systems. The rebate can be given in the form of cash or a discount off price. Prices and savings may vary by dealer. Magnavox Bright Idea Rebates end March 9th, so act fast.
Save on Magnavox. Save on.
When even I stopped going to my own coffee club, I knew something was wrong. It had to be my coffee. Then I switched to new improved Kava Instant. Now no one leaves my house with a bitter feeling. Kava's the only 90% acid neutralized coffee. That means it tastes less bitter when you drink it, so it feels better after. And with its improved blend of coffee beans, Kava tastes better than ever. Now my coffee club is so popular, I even turned down my own mother.
New improved Kava Instant. Tastes better when you drink it, so it feels better after.
Marine Midland Bank of New York this morning cut its prime lending rate from 20 to 19.5%, matching the rate set by several smaller banks earlier this week. Three other large New York banks are cutting back their broker loan rate a half percentage point to an even 20. The broker rate is sometimes seen as a signal of future prime rate changes. On Wall Street to the hour, the Dow Jones Industrial is up 0.94, big board volume 17 million shares. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News.
This is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. If Iran was hoping to get arms for its war with Iraq out of the release of the hostages, it'll have to get them somewhere else than the United States. That was the word today from Secretary of State Alexander Haig in his first news conference. Richard Roth has the story.
Although he said some decisions on implementing the hostage agreements won't be made until there has been more time to study the complex documents, Haig said the administration has ruled out supplying Iran with any military equipment. Haig said the agreement freeing the hostages does not unfreeze the arms shipments. But asked if the administration was now considering retaliation against Iran, Haig said he wouldn't speculate.
The period ahead is going to clearly demonstrate the nature and character of the Iranian regime's post-hostage return attitude.
Haig also signaled the new administration's shift in emphasis from promoting human rights to combating terrorism, which he called the ultimate violator of human rights. In the process, he lashed out at the Soviet Union.
They today are involved in conscious policies, in programs, if you will, which foster, support, and expand this activity.
Officials who briefed Haig were unprepared for his accusation against the Soviets, which was seen here as sure to provoke a response from Moscow. Richard Roth, CBS News, the State Department.
More news after this.
Don't make dinner, make it McDonald's.
Hi, kids, we're home.
Hi, Mom and Dad. Look at our science project.
This kitchen is a disaster.
Where's the sitter? Mrs. Hogan?
Get me out of here.
What's for dinner?
In this mess?
How about McDonald's?
Yeah, I'd love to see a clean table.
Billy, untie Mrs. Hogan. Won't you join us for dinner?
Wait till I call my lawyer.
Nobody can do it.
Here's your Filet-O-Fish sandwich, fries, and Coca-Cola, Mrs. Hogan. You have such creative children.
Like McDonald's can.
Health officials report flu virus is now in your area. Be alert for these symptoms: headache, fever, muscle aches, sore throat pain. If you have any or all of them, get the Anacin difference. Compare. Two tablets of regular Tylenol, Bayer, and Bufferin, 650 milligrams. But Anacin, a full 800. More pain reliever in a special formula. The flu virus is here, but so is Anacin. Get the Anacin difference. Use only as directed.
President Reagan abolished the remaining federal controls on domestic crude oil and gasoline today, thereby fulfilling a campaign promise and also boosting the price of gasoline by 3 to 12 cents a gallon. Steve Croft reports on reaction in the oil companies.
One oil industry executive in Houston called it the most important decision the government has made in 25 years regarding oil and gas. George Mitchell, chairman of one of the largest independent petroleum companies in the nation, said it will mean between $15 and $20 million in additional revenues this year for his company, Mitchell Energy. He says the money will be pumped into exploration and refinery development. That's the whole point of deregulation. The oil industry has been saying for years, turn us loose to do what we know how to do, and we'll give you more domestic oil and gas. Dino Nicandros, a vice president of Conoco Oil, said the Reagan administration has finally accepted the oil company's challenge. The ball is now in our court, Nicandros said. If it doesn't happen, all we can do is blame ourselves. The Conoco vice president said, never again will the oil industry be in as good a position as it is today. Steve Kroff, CBS News, Houston.
President Reagan welcomed his first foreign visitor to the White House today, the Prime Minister of Jamaica, chosen to emphasize Mr. Reagan's commitment to hemispheric ties. Leslie Stahl reports.
During the official state luncheon, Prime Minister Siaga set a tone of friendship by expressing sympathy over the hostages and by announcing a surprise.
I have the greatest pleasure in offering 1 week's private vacation to each of the hostages and their families in the course of this year.
Siaga urged Mr. Reagan to make, quote, a foreign policy thrust into the Caribbean to take advantage of recent shifts to moderate governments in the region. President Reagan did indicate new support for countries like Jamaica that switched from a pro-Cuba policy to capitalism.
We're unrelaxed about the status of events in the Caribbean and the instability being inflicted on some countries in the Caribbean and in other places in the hemisphere from outside.
Reportedly, Siaga wants the U.S. to pour $2 billion into the Caribbean area, but the only public remarks he or Mr. Reagan made about financial aid were a mutual urging that American businessmen invest in Jamaica. Leslie Stahl, CBS News, The White House.
More news when The World Tonight continues.
The brightest ideas in the world are here to
save money on bright ideas from Magnavox. Participating dealers are giving instant rebates during the Magnavox annual sale. Save on selected color TVs, console, and component stereo systems. The rebate can be given in the form of cash or a discount off price. Prices and savings may vary by dealer. Magnavox Bright Idea Rebates end March 9th, so act fast.
Save on Magnavox. Save on.
What a week to read Newsweek. In a special issue packed with color photos, Newsweek magazine chronicles the momentous events that are bound to change our lives. The spectacle of the inauguration and the realities of the Reagan administration. Then Newsweek takes you up close behind the scenes of the hostages' return to reveal the outpourings of joy, the outcry against brutality, the story behind the deal. For comprehensive, colorful reports of a truly momentous week, read Newsweek. Nobody gives you the week like Newsweek. One of the issues in the campaign that brought Ronald Reagan to the presidency was more spending for defense. And one of the questions was whether the country can afford both guns and butter, and both guns and the present social programs. There was an answer to that in a Senate Armed Services hearing today, and some people may be saying, I told you so. Nelson Benton reports.
Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger told senators rearming America is going to cost more than allowed for in the current defense budget, that some social programs considered sacrosanct may have to be reduced.
If that is going to require a slowing down in the enormous rate of increase of growth of some of these programs and an examination of whether the programs are really needed and whether anti-poverty programs are really reducing poverty or whether they are in fact enriching consultants or whatever, this examination has to be made and I'm convinced will be made.
Appearing with Secretary Weinberger, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Charles Jones, reaffirmed his support for military registration of young men. Weinberger said he and the President still oppose registration as unnecessary and reminiscent of the draft itself. The registration program is, of course, already in effect and has received fairly high acceptance among men of registration age. Nelson Benton, CBS News at the U.S. Senate.
Wall Street in a moment.
Someday, we'll go home to see Mom and Dad.
Maybe next year.
Someday, I'm flying away.
Someday, we'll fly to Europe.
And see all the old world castles.
After the kids are grown.
Someday, I'm flying away.
Someday, we'll go to Mexico.
Or Tahiti.
Or see the Taj Mahal.
After I retire.
Oh.
Someday, it's slipping away.
Someday, we're going to lie on a warm beach.
Without a care in the world.
Someday, maybe never.
How far away is your someday? Your airline or travel agent can arrange trips anywhere in the world on a beautiful Boeing jetliner. Right this very day.
Somehow, someway, someday never come.
So go now, before your somedays turn into never. Boeing, getting people and their somedays together.
Stocks down, the Dow Jones Industrials closed around 942, down 6.91 on a New York Exchange volume of more than 36 million. Wall Street on this world tonight.